relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Biden and ISIS are in Yemen, Syria, Somalia, other places in Africa, in the Middle East and beyond. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism. We're not going to ignore that either.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that? That's the man who bears the title of president. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? When was that? Jeff, you're the expert. You do the cuts. When did he say that white supremacy thing?
That was the supposed State of the Union, but it wasn't.
Like years ago, right?
Yes.
Like no. What?
6 weeks ago. Most.
Thank you. That's what I needed. Not exactly years ago, because it's 6 weeks ago that we were lectured by Biden that white supremacy, it's all the white supremacists. Where are the white supremacists? Have you seen any? I haven't seen any. Huh. Who are the white supremacists? The guy with the crazy hat on January the 6th with the horns? That guy? Really? Oh, not so sure. But hang on, that was ancient history. Because yesterday, because he has to go to the G7, he gave his first speech internationally. Have you seen the chyrons everywhere? Even Fox is doing it. The high stakes G7 summit. High stakes? What are the high stakes? That Biden's not going to fall down the stairs? I mean, are those the high stakes? In preparation for the quote-unquote high stakes summit, Joe Biden had this to say at RAF Mindenhall about the greatest threat that we face.
When I first was elected vice president with President Obama, the military sat us down to let us know what the greatest threats facing America were, the greatest physical threats. This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
What? Global warming? Just two little comments. Number one, I thought it was the white supremacists. And number two, are you using the approved verbiage from Marxism Central? Global warming? I believe that is verboten. Shad, what's the thing you're allowed to say about the weather?
You're allowed to say climate change.
Climate change. So what does this mean? Is global warming back?
I mean, I hope so. Those were the glory days.
What do you mean those were the glory days? Remind us.
You were saying global warming. Al Gore was on the stage all the time talking about it. There were the movies that were moving the date back further and further. It was, you know, it was back when the whole global warming thing or the climate change things was more of a Wild West. I felt like people believed in it, you know? And now it's just so nebulous and everybody's just constantly just being like, yeah, you know, things are getting a little rough out there, you know? But they used to be like, oh, man, we're going to get eaten by the sun.
We're going to get fried.
Scorch everybody.
We're going to get fried. Where is Al Gore? Where is that roly-poly guy, Al Gore? Now it's back. It's back. It's global warming. Well, not unless you ask AOC. I even get to play this yesterday. AOC is now annoyed. She's annoyed that people are, you know, talking about Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism from the left. I'm going to share with you this letter. Democrat members of Congress have had enough with Ilhan Omar. But yesterday we had this cut from AOC on the same topic. And, well, nobody ever said she was smart. Video cut 10 from yesterday. Play cut.
That we have contributed to regime change, destabilization, and interventionist foreign policy that has contributed to these awful conditions throughout Latin America. And the reason that it's a problem, and this is not just US supporting regime change, this is also climate policy that is impacting the global South disproportionately, even though these farmers and these folks in Central and South America contributed to climate change the least in terms of their carbon emissions.
Right.
They are experiencing the ravages the most right now and first. And so U.S. climate policy has contributed to this. U.S. foreign policy, U.S. economic and trade policy has helped contribute to conditions that people are fleeing.
I need that cut. Where is that cut when somebody asks her at the beginning of her career about Palestine and Israel? She says, I don't do geopolitics. I'm just a stupid barmaid. Do you remember that cut? I mean, that was, I guess she's graduated since then because, can I just have fun here for a second? So we have caused the climactic reasons for why Guatemalans and Mexicans and Hondurans are crossing the border at rates we have never seen before. First issue, I thought they want jobs. And if we are the primary cause, because our F-150 has a V8 engine, because we are the gas guzzlers, we eat our burgers, we grill our steaks, why would you come here? Why would you come to the nation that is going to make it worse than any other place? Surely wouldn't you want to go to, what country has the highest density of solar panels? I mean, what guess? What do we think? Shad, what? Switzerland?
I don't know if it would be Switzerland.
Mauritius?
Maybe the Swedes?
Nah,
I'm sure the Swedes are up
yes.
there. The Germans, I'm sure, are up there as
Scandinavians.
Well. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to get to Germany? Or a Scandinavian country. Why America? We are the white supremacist, gas-guzzling steak eaters. Why would you want to come here? Okay, let's get serious. I've shared this story before, if you haven't heard it. This is big. This is insidious. It was last penultimate year of the Obama administration. So what? 15, 14, maybe. And I was a professor in regular warfare and counterterrorism for the Defense Department. And I was asked to run an index, an end of exercise for a 6-month training program for colonels and lieutenant colonels. And these were guys who all had billets in the Pentagon. And billets that were for the MOS strategist, their job. They weren't logisticians, they weren't medical corps, they were strategists planning our future wars. And I asked them on the Friday, 3-day exercise before they graduated, broke them into cohorts, and I asked them, in your cohort, decide what the greatest threat to America is. Saturday, you get to do the strategic plan. Sunday morning, you brief it to me and your fellow cohort members and colleagues. And Sunday morning, I had to listen as mature men, older than me, colonels, half of them told me the primary threat to America is climate change. And I shouted. I reamed them out. You're telling me a Iran on the nuclear cusp, a China building atolls with strategic bomber runways, a Russia that's invaded Ukraine and has taken its territory, a Hamas that is raining rockets down on Israel, an ISIS caliphate, the likes of which we haven't seen since it was dissolved in 1924. Those aren't the primary threat. But the weather is why we have 10 nuclear aircraft carriers and ICBMs and special forces. The rot is deep, and it is Marxist. And this administration is using their power to turn the last conservative bastion into another social engineering experiment. Where are the real whistleblowers? Not the scumbag seditionist like Alexander, don't call me Sasha Vindman. We're going to discuss this and so much more with former CIA operator Brian Dean Wright, Jenna Ellis, President Trump's former attorney, Mark Morgan, Matt Boyle of Breitbart, and that amazing teacher from Fairfax County who stood up to the Marxists. Yeah, she's going to be here on my show, America First. I should have said that at the beginning. Salem Radio, America First. Don't you dare touch that dial. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else? If you have and it has failed, you've got to try Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free and it works. Tens of thousands of Americans getting their lives back every single day because of this amazing product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. People like Yvonne. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Incredible words. There's one way to find out if you could be the next success story, and it's so very easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it now. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I see AOC has triggered people. They've called in. They want to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We will, but we've got a very special guest in studio. Our number here for your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But before we talk to Matt Boyle, the Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website out there, have you watched the movie that we are airing? You can order the DVDs at salemnow.com. It is The Streets Were My Father. It is an unbelievable tale of three men from Chicago who end up in prison. I'm going to use a little cut of that movie to illustrate why you are so important when it comes to the children we are helping get to the Angel Tree Camp. This is one of the three men who went to prison for murder. Listen to his story.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois. Single mother. Never knew my dad. Two brothers. Poor. And, well, we pretty much had to look for the streets as our fun and games and entertainment. And, you know, the gangs was pretty bad in the neighborhood. And I clung to the streets because that's all I had. And the streets were my father.
The streets were his father. The end of the movie is unbelievable. He gets out of prison, served his time for murder, and meets the father of the man he killed. You've got to see that movie at salemnow.com. But in the meantime, Let's help those children, millions of them who have a mother or father like that man in prison today, 70% of whom could end up behind bars as well unless we help them. Let's get them to a safe Christian summer camp this summer. Donate whatever you can at our website, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner or call them on 888-206-2794. $200 pays for one child for a whole week. $1,000 is five children. But whatever you can do, please, you could be saving a life. Donate today. That's 888-206-2794. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka. And click on the Angel Tree banner. Okay, we got to talk so much news with our buddy Matt Boyle. But first things first, before we get to Hunter Biden's text messages, breaking news. There is a national shortage, Matt, of exotic dancers, and the clubs are offering signing bonuses. I say just crack open Hunter Biden's Rolodex.
Or stop providing unemployment insurance to people across the country from the federal government when it's unnecessary, which is creating a situation where everybody from exotic dancers to servers in restaurants to people... any job that you can think of, you're literally getting paid more by the government to not work than you are to work. And it's creating a perverse incentive.
Why are you being so sensible? I'm trying to drag in Hunter Biden.
Hey, look, Hunter Biden's Rolodex probably does have several
women who
candidates
need
who could fill that position.
All right, let's talk about the story that isn't a story. Why is Hunter Biden calling a white man the N-word and talking about his penis size on his text not a news story? Why is it the Daily Mail?
It's absolutely a news story. We've done probably two dozen stories on it on Breitbart the past couple of days. Here's the deal. The New York Times should lose all of their Pulitzer Prizes. The Washington Post should lose all of its awards, Pulitzer Prizes, etc., as should the entire rest of the establishment media. Because of the fact that they are refusing to cover this news story. The New York Times literally did a story in December about high school kids who nobody's ever heard of using the N-word inappropriately. By the way, nobody's saying that the N-word is appropriate or not. It's inappropriate to use the N-word. It just is.
But for everybody.
For everybody. And that includes people who are the son of the president of the United States. That includes Hunter Biden. And the fact that the establishment media, everybody from, let's name them, Maggie Haberman, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, April Ryan, Yamiche Alcindor, Caitlin Collins, all of them refuse to do their job. We could keep going on and on.
Yes.
All these people in the establishment media should be ashamed of themselves. They should turn their press credentials in and join the Democrat National Committee because that's what they are. They are staff for the Democrat Party. They are staff for the Biden White House. And the fact that they refuse to talk about it, they haven't tweeted about it. They haven't written about it. They haven't covered it on their shows, is proof positive that these establishment media outlets and everyone who's employed by them, and there are decent people that work at some of those places. The names that I just listed off are not decent people. But the point is that all the people that work there are part of corrupted institutions. These institutions are flawed. This is the whole reason for Breitbart's existence, is that yes, we are open and honest with our audience. We tell them that we have a certain perspective. We are conservative. We're honest about it. We're honest about what we want to happen in certain things, policy outcomes, elections, etc. They aren't. They're lying to their audiences by claiming that they're objective. This is yet another story that proves that Maggie Haberman and everyone else who works at the New York Times are frauds, that Jake Tapper and everyone else who works at CNN are frauds, that Yamiche Alcindor and everyone else who works at PBS, they're frauds. They should be speaking out against this, and the fact that they aren't is the proof that they're political hacks for the left and that they're okay with the N-word being used when it's done by people that they are politically in line with, and that's disgusting.
But nobody should be surprised at this story that Hunter Biden uses racist language and has a bigot-filled vocabulary because his father is his father.
Right. Well, Joe Biden, as we reported last year, we went back to Senate transcripts from the 1970s, where he was a U.S. senator, used the N-word. We counted, I believe, at least 15 times that Joe Biden in U.S. Senate
hearings. On the floor of the Senate.
Well, in hearings, in Senate hearings.
Right.
In U.S. Senate hearings, he used the N-word 15 times. Now, in several of these times, he was quoting somebody else, but he was doing it way over the top, deliberately trying to continue using the N-word. So again, you know, I don't think children are born racist. So, you know, Hunter clearly got it from somewhere. His father has demonstrated a propensity for using that terminology. In fact, the now vice president of the United States even called out Joe Biden
yes.
for racism during that first debate. And the history of Biden championing this whole busing policy and so on and so forth. And, you know, remember, that little girl was me? Well, that little girl is now silent as can be because she got the vice president job. So why isn't Kamala Harris speaking out about this? She very well should be. As a vice president and as a black woman who's very accomplished, she should be upset with Hunter Biden's use of the N-word.
Well, not only that, she should be upset with what the man who bears the title of president said in an interview.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
That's racist, Matt.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, Lester Holt should have asked her about it during that interview that he did with her in Guatemala. I don't know if the exact timelines for the story, but the next interview that anyone does with Joe Biden, with Hunter Biden, with Kamala Harris, etc., any Biden administration official, I was about to say Trump, but any Biden administration official that anybody in the media does, if they don't ask about this, they are demonstrating that they are a corrupt individual as part of corrupted institutions, and they're okay with racism when it suits their political purposes.
Exactly. Couldn't have put it better myself. They are corrupt. They are morally corrupt. Hopefully they will be financially corrupt soon. And they're fine. They're fine with racism because they don't care unless it's somebody who's politically different than them. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor of Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
Sean Hannity and I used to have a really friendly relationship. He gave me great advice when I graduated college. He gave me great advice when I joined CNN and went into television. And honestly, like a lot of relationships in the Trump years, our relationship frayed in the Trump era, in the Trump years. And that's disappointing to me. But I think he is certainly doing something very different than what I'm doing. I am trying to cover the news and cover the media. He is trying to advance a political agenda.
Brian Stelter says Sean Hannity is not his buddy anymore, but that's because Brian's covering the news. Matt Boyle, has he covered the Hunter Biden N-word story?
No, we haven't heard from Mr. Stelter about the N-word and whether or not he's okay with racism. One thing we do see at CNN, the breaking news today, is that they've brought back their masturbatory fantasy, which is Jeffrey Toobin has now been reinstated
what?
As the chief legal analyst at CNN. Breaking on my way in here.
Jeffrey Toobout is back?
They've just put him back on TV. They did a huge article about it today.
So yes. Racism is okay, and having your private parts on display during a video call is also good.
That apparently, according to Brian Stelter, Jeff Zucker, and the rest of the CNN
That's
squad,
incredible.
Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, they're okay with people exposing themselves in their private parts on a video call. But they're also okay with the N-word being used by Democrats, but they're not okay with, I guess, Trump's conservative political policies, right? Like, so, you know, so if you want to talk about anybody that's advancing a political agenda, it would be Brian Stelter, who's not covering the actual news in the media.
Right.
And the CNN crew at writ large.
However, there is something very interesting happening inside the Democrat Party. We've got about a dozen Democrats led by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who said it's wrong of Ilhan Omar's squad member to equate America and Israel to the Taliban and Hamas. Is this significant? Most of these politicians I've never heard of. Kathy Manning, Jake Auchincloss of Massachusetts. Is this just a feel-good kind of...
Well, it's significant in that you have a dozen Democrats in the House of Representatives speaking out publicly against Ilhan Omar, but it's far too little and far too late. As evidenced by how the Democrats handled the whole Marjorie Taylor Greene situation,
yes,
the standard that they've created for this is that Ilhan Omar should be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee and all of her committee assignments. They haven't done that yet. Instead, what happened here is that Ilhan Omar issues a statement trying to clarify what she said. It doesn't clarify anything. And Nancy Pelosi just rubber stamps and signs off on the clarifying statement, and they're trying to move on. The fact that Ilhan Omar remains on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, as Congressman Zeldin, who's running for governor in New York, great guy,
yes,
has laid out, this is proof that they're all in on it together. So all those 12 Democrats can't be trusted unless they put forward measures to do exactly what they did to Marjorie Taylor Greene to Ilhan Omar.
So this is just a feel-good measure, really, and Nancy will just ignore it.
Well, they're trying to clean up the mess that they've created. There is anti-Semitism run rampant through the Democrat conference in the House of Representatives. It's not just Ilhan Omar. It's Rashida Tlaib. It's Cori Bush. It's AOC. There's things that a lot of the rest of them have said and done that are really radical and really extreme, and they haven't done anything to hold these people accountable yet. So again, the fact that they remain on these committee assignments is particularly disturbing. And again, it's proof that the Democrats aren't interested in holding their own members to the standard to which they hold Republican members. So hopefully Nancy Pelosi will stand up against anti-Semitism and remove Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Anything short of removing Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee is proof that Nancy Pelosi condones anti-Semitism.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, it's not about committees. It's about the fact that she's actually in Congress.
That's another issue. That's up to right. voters of the district she represents in Minnesota. So hopefully leadership will be able to find a primary challenger to her and defeat her, but they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, let's just remind the world that Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, these are individuals who've tweeted out things like Israel is evil. It has hypnotized the West. Israel-U.S. relations is all about the Benjamins. And even AOC, who for some reason isn't included in this group of anti-Semites as often as she should be, to this very day is a proud, proud supporter of the anti-Semitic BDS boycott, divest, and sanction movement in America. So that's the truth. There is racism and bigotry in America. There is anti-Semitism. It's home outside of the Biden family, when it comes to the real white supremacists, is the Democrat Party. He's Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Bookmark their page and read his articles. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's President. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
Heard good.
Is he asking about the radio show or the TV show? He knows about both of them because he asked me when I was in his office in Trump Tower on Tuesday. There's nothing that gets past this guy. Thank you, Mr. President, for always asking. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Are you ready for Father's Day? For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to, of course, celebrate. But for several others, it's a day to just get through. Why? Because it hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across our nation, from unwanted teen pregnancies to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. But there is a path out of these grim statistics. That's why I encourage you to watch an amazing new movie called The Streets Were My Father. It shows the journey of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this powerful and inspirational film, just go to the website salemnow.com, where you can stream it, you can order the DVDs. The movie is The Streets Were My Father. Buy a copy or several copies. Give them to people you know who don't have a father or a bad relationship with their father, or who just don't believe in the power of God to change their lives. That's the movie, The Streets Were My Father, at salemnow.com. All right. Is it that time? I think it is that time. Let's take some of your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line one. Derek in Cleveland, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
So, you know, I'm always wondering, all these politicians, we're using AOC as the example today, who has no background in science, no background in botany, anything related to discussing how the climate of the earth, any of this. Someone who, as we know, was a former bartender. What qualifications does she have? Talk about anything about hard science.
None. Absolutely none. But she assured us, remember, just a year or two ago, 12 years, Derek. The world's going to end in 12 years. Are we down to 10 years now? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think the Earth's climate is so much more complicated than, you know, there's so many different factors. I mean, you have the sun. You know, I always like to give the example of photosynthesis. You know, I went to school for botany. Plants.
I was wondering why he used the specific term botany. I was suspicious why. Not a phrase, a word that is often thrown into discussion. So, yes, photosynthesis. Where, Derek, isn't it amazing that carbon, and especially carbon dioxide, is very important for life, is it not?
It's the process that oxygen is made. We need carbon dioxide to produce oxygen. Somehow science has forgotten photosynthesis, and I don't know how.
It is the biggest con in the world. I mean, truly, forget, you know, selling a bridge in Connecticut. The idea that a bunch of activists, not scientists, Derek, could convince the world that the thing we need for plants to grow, the thing we need to create oxygen, CO2, is a pollutant. Isn't that impressive how they managed to fleece the world?
Well, I've always seen it as the ones that are so championing for the environment and wilderness are the ones, they really know nothing about it in the beginning, in the first place.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the biggest impact, the thing which has the greatest impact on our weather. It's that big yellow thing in the sky called the sun. Derek, great call. Stay on the line. Let's give Derek a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get your signed copy at our new store, sebgorkastore.com, whether it's Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul, and lots of America First gear. So you can proudly tell the world what you believe in. Like, did you see Tatiana on our show? She had that great Save America t-shirt on. I have to find out where she got that. Check out our gear at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K, sebgorkastore.com. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line two. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, Sebastian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, nice so clear line. Is this like a real old-fashioned telephone?
Well, it's a pure talk phone. It's like only talk.
Interesting. Carry on, Alex.
4G. So if the Biden administration wants to allow illegal immigrant kids that are at our southern border into our country because they feel bad for them, and that's causing parents from Guatemala and Mexico, et cetera, to send their kids on this long and dangerous journey to our border, Then why doesn't the Biden administration provide transportation for those kids that want to that are coming to the border? So that way, at least they shouldn't be in danger when they come here. You know, but when they go with the coyotes and the smugglers, they're in danger. Yeah. But maybe the Biden administration wouldn't do that because they wouldn't get a pass on doing so. At least now, you know, they say we don't invite those immigrants to come to our border. Once they're here, we tell them to stay because we feel bad for them. I mean, like Kamala Harris said, don't come. She didn't give a reason why don't come. And since she didn't give a reason, and there's reasons for those kids to come here because they're let in, that it's really like she's they're inviting them. So if you're inviting them, at least give them transportation. Don't make them go through what they go through when they come here. And now the people that are dying and getting injured, it's a catastrophe.
It's a genius point. It's an if you're allowing 200,000 people, we're going to have Mark Morgan with us in studio in the next hour. If you're allowing 200,000 people to come into America and stay, why? I mean, that footage yesterday of these families crossing that river, one of them an older man. I don't know if he was developmentally challenged or whether he was just overweight and unhealthy. It was tragic. These people who are not just indebted to the cartels, but who are risking everything, these journeys. Why don't they just send the U.S. transport down there to get them? If you're so determined to undermine America, at least be honest about it. But that's because they really don't care. Superb call. Alex, stay on the line. Let's give him Why We Fight. I know he's called before. Let's give him Why We Fight, defeating America's enemies with no apologies. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please, please, will you assure me that you're calling from a phone that is connected to the good guys at Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it's vital to support companies and organizations that share our conservative values, like Patriot Mobile, who will and always have stood for the flag. Cellular service is not just about connecting people. It's about supporting conservative organizations that you support every other day, such as veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, groups that support the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and so much more. They have a U.S.-based customer service that is rated so very high because they are the best. Plans to fit all budgets. It's easy to switch. Keep your old phone number. Save and support the values you believe in. Patriot has the same cell phone tower presence across the nation, so you get the same great wireless coverage. Please check out patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call their incredible team 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
I'm surrounded by extremists. Well, one of them. He's got my back, but he's a good guy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Another good guy is, of course, Mike Lindell. Are you supporting American businesses? Are you standing up for the truth? This is a man who was just pilloried for doing what? Having the audacity in the Rose Garden to say, America needs God again. America needs the Bible. And America needs to prayer. And now they're trying to boycott him. 25 companies boycotting his products. But you can go straight to his website, support him, and get a good night's sleep and make your feet happy. His new sheepskin slippers with the MyPillow insert. I just, words do not suffice to describe. Whether it's those, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the mattress toppers, the travel pillows, the body pillows, the pet beds, the towels. Is there nothing this man can't do to give you a better night's sleep and experience at home? Check out MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. He came on our show more than once, because he's a good guy. His name is J.D. Vance, the author of The Hillbilly Elegy, a superb book every patriot needs to read. And then some guy called Tucker Carlson had him on his show to talk about cackling Kamala. Good for Tucker. Video cut five. Play cut.
So not far from where Kamala Harris lives, not far from where Joe Biden lives, of course, in the White House, you will see tent cities all over Washington, D.C. You see these things in many major American cities. And what I find so preposterous about Kamala Harris is that, you know, she's, of course, fake about almost everything, but she seems to generally get fired up when she talks about this immigration question. But she seems to have no compassion for the people who are living in those tent cities in her own country, the country That's that right. she is the number two chief executive for.
So weird. So weird. Passionate about illegal aliens, but not people on the streets of America homeless. That's cackling Kamala. Let's go to your calls. Line three, Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome, Judy.
Hey, Dr. G. I want to tell you something. I called about something with regard to critical race theory. Please allow me, because I heard Alex, and my inside my head, I'm going, no way. I'm screaming in my head. What are you kidding me? We're going to make it even more comfortable and have everyone come over here and, like, illegally invade us, whatever. And I want to tell you something. My friend texts me, and she goes, I want to start a movement called Save America. And she goes, do you have any ideas? So I text her back, yeah, BBTA. And that stands for Bring Back Trump Again, okay? His policies, immigration, finish the wall. That's what we need to do, not have people come here and make it all comfortable. But let me just go fast, if I may, Dr. Gorka.
We're 30 seconds. You got one more thing. Hit me.
Okay. I feel that teachers should step up and make a stand, like this one teacher I heard on the news, I don't know her name, that she refuses to teach Marxist critical race theory. All these teachers should unite.
Guess what? Guess what? She's going to be on the show in about 30 minutes. Nice timing. BBTA. Thank you, Judy from Brooklyn. Bring back Trump again.